Hey, folks. Welcome to Creepy Tales with Scotty J and Alex. I am the Great White Snark, Scotty J,
and I am his second child, the second coming of the Snark.
Okay. We're recording this one while we're out driving. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to talk about a phenomenon that is, well, I mean, every state that I've been to and I've done some research in, they all seem to have one particular ghost story in common. And that's the hitchhiking ghost.
Yes, hitchhiking ghost. Pick them up on the side of the road, they either wreck your ass with a tree, or gone when you reach their destination.
No, most of the one, the second one, you're is more common. I think we've got, thousands of miles of roads in this country.
Roughly.
Yeah, and I'm talking, main roads, your interstate to your state highway. And then you've got your county roads, and then, us, we live in kind of a farming community. So,
this is Yee-Yee Town, what you talking about?
Right, but I mean, we've got back roads and stuff like that, so.
If you ain't from around here, you don't know where the fuck you're going on back roads.
Right. You kind of got to be raised in the area to know your way around the back road. But there seems to be this common theme about the hitchhiking ghost. Now, Chicago's got probably the most famous hitchhiking ghost, Resurrection Mary.
Yes. I forget how the story went, but you know.
Well, the story for Mary goes, 1940s. She was on Archer Avenue, and I forget what the bar's name is now, but it used to be a dance hall back in the 40s. And she went there. She had, I guess the story goes, she either went there alone or she went there with a fella, and something happened.
They got drunk and
nothing like that. I think, what it was they got into an argument, and what happened was Mary just decided that she was going to walk home. Well, she never made it. She was hit by a car, she was killed, and to this day, there have been people who have driven down Archer Avenue in Chicago who have come near like I said, I forget what the name of the bar is. But
her of bringers to her house. Been told that she's been dead for so long. Look in her car, she's gone.
Well, you got parts of it right. It's just out of order.
Yeah.
Now, most people see her walk alongside the road, and they notice that, she's wearing clothes that are out of date. And they pick her up, and they say, where are you going? And she says, just down the road. And, the story goes that they come up to the house, or as they're driving, so to speak.
Yeah.
As they're driving, like you and I are doing, the guy tries to talk to her. She doesn't say much. If he touches her, he notices that she's a little cold to the touch. And then once they pass the cemetery gates, she's gone. Or in some cases, she leaves her scarf in the car.
She had a scarf?
Yeah. Because it was winter when she went dancing.
That's like dancing in the cold.
Well, and the ball. See, back in the 40s, you had these ballrooms where, locals would go just for a Friday or Saturday night date. They would go there and they would dance. And especially during World War II, soldiers would come off of base on leave.
This was during World War II?
Yeah, during World War II. And what they would do is, the soldiers would go to the dance hall and, dance with the local girls, and, sometimes they'd chat them up a little bit.
Rob them in the bathroom.
Well, no, those were the easy girls. respectable girls didn't do that type of stuff back then.
You never know.
Well, you're right.
They may look respectable, but they could be fucking thugs. This is like Chicago, damn it.
Well, right. These are Chicago girls. They're probably sucking it up out there.
Thug life be real back then.
Oh, thug life was real as hell back then because they were just condoning prohibition.
Now we just got wannabe thug life.
So, what they would do is they would, dance with the girls, and then at the end of the night, they went to separate ways or whatever. Well, Mary would sometimes leave her scarf in the car, and the guys would go back to the house the next morning and drop off the scarf. But like you said, they'd find out that she's dead, and the parents would point across the street. And sometimes she'd disappear, and they'd take a look and find out that they were by Resurrection Cemetery. So that's kind of how she got her name, was Resurrection Mary.
Well, this is my stuff.
Right. I'm gone. Well,
I forgot to rate my Uber 5 stars.
Right. But I noticed, like, when I lived in Missouri, down with Grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma, there was one of the roads that I would take to go to work at Hardin's.
Yeah.
And they had a hitchhiking spirit. And the story was kind of similar. A guy was hitchhiking down the road and got hit by a car.
Looking at this, if it's large, but no, that was a truck driver.
Well, no, speaking of that's a side note I'm going to add here in a moment. But, but the story was the same. The guy was hitchhiking. He got hit by a car, never made it to his destination, and every so often, people driving down the road would see him and pick him up and, get near his destination, and he would disappear.
The people driving these cars are either like, whoa, 10-point car, oh shit, I hit someone, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Most likely is, oh shit, I hit someone, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, if I was to do a bigger search in, like haunted Pennsylvania,
yeah.
I'm sure Pennsylvania's got a couple hitchhiking ghosts. And it just seems like every state has, its own folklore about the hitchhiking ghost. I mean,
yeah.
You go to Disney World, Disneyland or Disney World, and you ride the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Right there when you get at the, as you go through the ride, there's 3 hitchhiking ghosts.
How do you hitchhike a Disney ride?
Well, no, the Haunted Mansion ride.
I know about Mr. One Way, but a hitchhiking ghost, you just like sit on the edge of the rails just going, hold your thumb out and say, hey, I need a ride.
Well, no, there are 3 ghosts who have the thumbs out hitching a ride, and, they got a sign up that says, need a ride or something.
Hey, we got some open seats right here. Just hop in.
But, it's a common, my guess, it's common folklore that, with the advent of, cars in the early 1900s, well, the 19-teens is when, Henry Ford really started mass producing the Model A.
Yeah.
I think more so after the 1950s when Eisenhower designed the interstate system as we know it.
Yeah.
Well, and the reason why Eisenhower created the interstate system was because in case of an attack on a major city,
yeah,
you have the roads to provide for easy evacuation out of, say, Chicago or New York. Little did you realize, I just now realize the amount of traffic it's going to cause when that happens.
Yeah.
But with the advent of the interstate system and with cars, and especially during the 40s and 50s with the hobo craze that was going on after World War II.
There still are hobos. What's this craze?
Well, the hobo craze was more profound back then because
Great Depression. We had
Great Depression. Guys were traveling. It was a lot easier back then for a guy to say, okay, you know what? I got a crazy wife. I don't want to be with the bitch anymore.
I'm just going to live the hobo life.
And
bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. I'm going to go hop the rails. And I mean, that's where you get a lot of serial killers from because,
I go where the rails take me.
Right, because some of the serial killers would hop the, you could hop a train a lot easier back then.
I don't like the hobo sitting next to me. I'm going to open up this door and push them off.
Yeah. But, you've got this new system of mass transportation and, people are paying attention, especially it's not late at night while we're driving, but, nighttime as it is.
Yeah.
You fall asleep behind the wheel or, you're stupid enough to drink and drive. Easy enough to kind of
wreck your car.
Well, not so much wreck your car, but automobile accident.
Yeah, and you can become a new stain on the road.
Right. Guy gets hit. Nobody reports it like they do now. We've got cell phones and, back then it was like, oh, I hit someone? Okay, well, by
25 points.
And really back then, you didn't have, the interstate police system like we have.
Yeah.
You had your local sheriffs who just dealt with their town. So, there could be, unless they, just happened to come across the body, in a lot of cases, some of these guys probably went unidentified.
You can be like half a mile down the road, calling
right.
The cops. Hey, about a mile back, I struck someone and just jumped in front of my car.
But, I pointed a building I've seen before. Grandma used to work in this, truck stop called the Diamonds Truck Stop, and I helped out there a couple of times on holidays when they,
Diamonds Truck Stop?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Oh, it was a nice truck stop. Grandma worked there because,
she was a nice truck.
No, she was a cook. She put food out on the buffet.
You mean the fat people call?
Well, and truckers would stop there to get food because, it was a $5.99 all-you-can-eat buffet.
No, I'm not trying to be mean towards fat people here.
Oh, no.
Just call that a bug life for them.
Yeah. The buffet is just a grazing ground,
It's a good waffle of a buffet. And you're going to have to probably relocate before the exits are kind of crowded.
Well, what happened was that place was haunted.
Large Marge or something else?
Something else. Some people believe it was...
Oh, wait, you were working.
I helped out twice. I helped out on holidays. Yeah. I helped out on the holidays and in the dish pit because I had the skill in the dish pit. I knew what I was... That was bad.
I put this plate disappear.
No, I knew what the fuck I was doing. But,
this is what happens when Satan works the dish room. Wrong side of the road there, Dad.
Hey,